So today we are continuing to learn the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, and we're up to mitzvah number 7. And as I mentioned, we're going to start skipping around a little bit, but this week we're doing Shavuah. The Rambam tells us that there's a mitzvah not just to keep our word, and there's also, we know there's a lo saseh, not to swear falsely, as we saw in this week's parsha, but there's also, in the world of the Rambam, a mitzvah when the case arises, when you are in court, and you're able to tell the truth in order to ensure that others believe in the veracity of what you're saying, to take a shvuah, take an oath. It's interesting, A, that this is a mitzvah. It's also interesting, although you brought this up a few weeks ago, it's hard to say that the order of the Rambam, that he ordered in a specific way, that he's saying there's a hierarchy. Yet at the same time, to place this as mitzvah number 7 after the mitzvah to believe in God, the mitzvah to love God, and to know God, and to fear God, and then to stick this in there. Sandwiched between last week and the next week, which is going to be about imitating God, there's clearly a significance to this mitzvah that goes beyond just, this is a procedural thing you do in court, which happens to also be counted. So what I want to develop and look at is, what exactly is the mitzvah, who argues with it, and then to also see what are the parameters, of exactly how does it look, what exactly it is over the next few minutes. So the pasuk tells us, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, you should fear God. This is found in Devarim, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf, Oso Sa'avod, him you should serve, Uvo Sidvak, and you should cling to him, which we saw last week was, for the Rambam, clinging to him. How do you do that? Through the mediator of the Talmud Chacham. As you go to Talmud Chacham, he serves at that bridge. Others look at Uvo Sidvak to be the midah of Bitachon. Okay, again, fear God, serve him, cling to him, Ubishmo Tishbiyah. And then using his name, utilizing his name, you should take an oath. So it's interesting, there are 4 mitzvos in this one pasuk, and there's a significance to that as well. Comes along the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, mitzvah number 7. Hu shetzivan lashbia bishmo, we're commanded to swear utilizing his name, not just to take an oath, say, I swear, but to use his name. Kishin starach l'kayim davar me'advarim o l'achisho. When? So when you're in court and you need to affirm the veracity and the truth to what you're saying, or if you have to reject something, Edom come in, or the scenario arises where people make a claim against you, there are times when you can take a shvuah, and that will vindicate what you're saying. Ki bezet tiyeh gadol v'akavod ha'eliyuv v'hu amar yisbarach v'shmat tishbiyah. And it's through this greatness and the honor of the one above that you bring honor to the one above. There is a mitzvah to tell the truth.
So what do you need then?
We're buttressing the fact we're telling the truth by utilizing God's name. We'll see in a minute why it's significant and why, as well, I mentioned it's number 7. So we'll listen to what he says, see if you can pick it out. The Sefer Chinuch says it more directly. So again, he says there's 2 sides to this, to swear falsely. Or by the same, swearing falsely can also be not just you swear that, I don't know, an event occurred that didn't occur, but there are multiple different permutations of what it means to swear falsely or to take a shvuah shav. For instance, the Gemara says if you go over to a pillar of marble and say, I'm swearing this is a pillar of marble, that's a shvuah shav. It was useless. There was no utility to it. So what you've effectively done is invoke God's name in vain. Shav, in vain. There's also taking a shvuah, I will do something, and you don't do it, or I did something, and you didn't do it. Those are all cases of shvuah sheker. Okay. So then he starts to say, when you take a shvua, it can't be, I swear, no, I swear in the name of heaven, I swear in the name of the stars. He's swearing in the name of God, or Moshe, who is, you know, God's messenger in this world. And the Rambam goes on to explain the importance of shvua. So that's the Rambam. Again, why is this so integral? Why is this so important? Which is bothering Eliot. We already know Midbar Sheker Tircha, don't tell a lie. So why are we therefore saying it's so important to swear falsely? So in order to get there, what I want to do is look at how exactly the shvua process looks like, what it looks like, and then through that we'll explore your question. Well, how do you swear? What exactly takes place? Is it just you put your hand on a Bible and raise your hand and say, I solemnly swear? Is there more to that? And why a Bible? Part of the, they do that in court now, a Bible, or they just raise their hands? You're on Zoom. Okay. But we know when the president takes his oath and people take an oath of office, although in this current Congress, someone...
Superman,
you saw that, right?
Yeah.
Although, but I think he had like a Bible and his naturalization paper inside.
Yeah, and his parents.
Yeah. Okay.
You can do whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want. But why has it historically been the Bible and the president always takes a Bible that has historical significance? I believe President Obama used Abraham Lincoln's Bible. What's going on with that? Why a Bible? So actually that has precedent and in the halacha itself. Says the halacha, and this, I'll read from the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan's, you know, was with Yechim HaChal Epstein. Kosevin HaRama. The Yesh Omer Nogim Leshbiya Shavuos HaYidayram Shah Sefer Torah Moniach Lefanov. Use the Sefer Torah. Take a Sefer Torah. Normally, we don't like to take a Sefer Torah out of the Ark, out of the Aron Kodesh, unless we have a reason, a purpose. But we take a Sefer Torah out. Muniach Lefanov. Muniach Yada Olav. You put it out in the Bima. You put your hand on it. So he says that you don't hold it, you put your hand and you hold the Atzei Chaim. That's Leno Aminik Apashin, and he lived in the Vardik, but he says what's happening here. We're lit candles. He wears a kittel. Shu begin mason, because what's a kittel? Kittel is the begin mason. It's what you bury someone in. And oftentimes when we want to invoke Yom HaMisa to remind people of their mortality, to remind someone of the severity of a situation, or to take away from some the levity of a situation, we put on a kittel. At a wedding, that may be the source for wearing a kittel. This great day of happiness, put a kittel to tamper things down. Those who say that's why we wear a kittel on Pesach night. That yes, we're acting like malachim, and we are sitting there enjoying a festive meal, but we wear a kittel to remind us of Yom HaMisa. There's another reason, by the way. Pesach comes, I'll say it now. Then Itziv points out that when they would eat kachim, the sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim, they would wear special clothing. This kind of show that there's almost a royalty there as well. So Itziv says perhaps the reason you wear kittel is not because of remembering the day Yom HaMisa, but because it's supposed to be the garment we're wearing to show we're sitting at the table, we're supposed to be eating the kachim. And an interesting nafkamina can be is there are those who say someone who's an avelus doesn't wear a kittel. They don't need to remember Yom HaMisa. The death is standing there in front of them. The Rambam points out that during the first days and months after death, he said it's like there's a mace sitting there in the corner. It's always following you around. But according to that Siv, it's not about remembering the day of death. It's about kachim. So then you certainly should wear one. It also might be different to the head of the household. Is everyone else okay? Fine. So with Me'or HaShulchan points out, we're trying to create almost an environment. If you think about it. Of this real extreme seriousness, recognize, and we'll see why in a minute, why taking an oath is much more than just not lying. We're doing something that we want to remind the person, this is not something we should be doing unless you really have to. And recognize the severity. It's a lo saying the Torah in the Aseret HaDibros. Wear light candles. And think of the ambiance. Light candles. Hold the Sefer Torah in your hand. Wear a kittel. The Aron is open. Some people take off their shoes. And what we're trying to almost do is dissuade people from taking a shavua. Which is interesting, it's a mitzvah. But don't take it. How do you do it? So you use God's name. We call Kinyuim. We're one of God's nicknames, if you will. One of the names that... Tzvachos, or there are multiple names. The Gemara and Shavuos list names that are God's names and God's nicknames. Ado Shem is more of a nickname. Elokim is more of his name. Okay, fine. You should be standing, although technically you could be sitting. And he goes on to talk about the difference between Talmud Chacham and not Talmud Chacham. And then he says, Aruch HaShulchan says that. It's for this reason, that's, again, the severity of what we're doing, that there are those who would often forego taking the Shavua and give up money. Rather say, I'd give up the money and not have to involve myself in taking the Shavua. Why? Why is this? So the Rashi points out, based off the Tenchuma, that if you look at the Pasuk, it's Hashem Elokecha Tira, fear God, v'savod lo v'tibak bo, sorry, that's Rashi, osa tavod v'bo sidvok v'shmo tishbiyah. You could read this as four mitzvos, right? You should fear God, serve God, cling to God, take shvuas. Rashi says no. V'savun lo v'tidbak bo, serve God, cling to God. After you have all these midos, after you've been able to internalize real fear of God and real service of God and real clinging to God, oz b'shmot ha-shviya, then you can swear. So what Rashi is telling us is that a shvuah is not for everyone. A shvuah is only for someone who's on the level where they've cultivated and refined their personality and their Torah personality, that they're fearing God and they're clinging to God and they're serving God. They should swear, but everyone else kind of steps back. Everyone else steps back. We start finding precedents in all the poskim about almost a reticence to take a shvuah. They don't want to, and because you're not necessarily on that level. This is where the conversation, you know, bli neder, we say, without taking a neder. We try to avoid saying things, I promise. You go to what happens when the Jewish person is sworn in, they don't say, I solemnly swear, they say, I affirm. All this is because of this Rashi who's saying that, yes, we have an institution of Shavuah, which again, we'll see why in a minute we have this institution and why it's so great. Yet on the other hand, there's a certain severity to it. We scare you. Hold the Sefer Torah. Put on a kittel. Stand there and show. Dim the lights and put on candles because we want to avoid doing it if we can. Okay. So that's, but what, why? Why is this? So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, which we said is always going to give us a reason for things, this is what he writes. Mishar sheha mitzvah, ki b'hayosu b'skayim dvar b'shmo ha-gadol, tishchazki b'lbeinu ha-muna bo. That when you affirm, when you're mekayim, when you establish God and use his name in such a severe and extreme fashion, there's no greater affirmation of God's existence and God's will and God's hashkacha, God's providence, than this. You're saying, I so much believe in God and God's knowledge of what's happening in this world and God's ability to orchestrate the events of this world that I'm going to swear in God's name. There's a dabar bar. This is very clear. But I think he says, let's explicate this even a little more in the opposite. So this is what he says in the mitzvah of taking a shvuah. When you look at the Rambam says in the mitzvah of not swearing falsely, this mitzvah, I believe it's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, listen to what he says. Why is Shavuah so important? What are we doing? See, he says as follows. L'das b'nei Adam, l'kvoa b'nav shosam, l'as g'muna b'liba. Through taking a Shavuah, we are establishing in our nefeshes, and we're strengthening our amuna in our hearts, our belief in our hearts. Ki akel baruch hu asher b'shamayim ma'al v'kayim la'ad. Because God, who is in the heaven, who rules over everything that exists forever, ein kiyumo, there's nothing that's as established and certain as God. God is the most certain thing in the universe. He says, what we're essentially doing is we're turning to the most established thing. All right, God is a rock, the almost unmoving thing, and we're saying the same way God is established, and we all believe in God. So then whatever I'm saying is true. What we're doing is we're tagging and we're tying whatever we want people to believe us to be saying to the veracity, to the truth, to the knowledge of God. So if you think about it for a moment, what you're essentially saying is that the same way God rules this world, the same way God exists, so too whatever claim I'm making is true as well.
If someone's in a situation where he could make a shvuah and doesn't have to, is it probable not to?
It's probable not to. Again, you're taking God, you're invoking God's name, you're using, we don't do that in vain, right? That's part of this whole mitzvah we're not going to get into now, is the idea of bracha levatala. But again, if you think about it for a moment, if you're lying, you're saying that the same way God exists and rules the universe and has hashkacha, providence over all of us, so too whatever claim I'm making is true. Well, if that claim isn't true,
I'm saying
if that claim isn't true, so then what you're saying is God doesn't rule the universe, or I don't believe in it as much. That's what you're saying. I understand. No, but if you don't have to take a shvuah, don't take a shvuah. That's what Rashi is saying. That it's only if you're on a certain level, and you're getting also invoking God's name. So if you want to avoid taking the shvuah.
So mitzvah is to make a shvuah. Mitzvah is if you make a shvuah, then this is.
Seemingly, that's what it is. And when the case arises, make the shvuah. Interesting. The Ramban Nachmanides writes: there's no mitzvah to take a shvuah. It's if a case arises and you want to take the shvuah. The Rambam seems to say that when the case arises, take a shvuah. One can argue, and there are those that the Kinas Sofrim says, the Rambam is really saying the same thing as the Ramban, that they're both saying when the case arises, you can take a shvuah. And it's unclear how different they really are. Let's put it at that. He says as follows, and this is why taking a false oath is so problematic and so detrimental. To say that such and such is true, to take a shvuah that, whatever it is, someone owes me $1 million. Forgetting the fact that I'm going to cause a loss of money to them. Because if you say something is true and you know it's false, what you're saying is I don't fear God. I'm invoking God to say that the same way God is true and God runs this world, and there's schar v'onesh as well, that you do the right thing, you get rewarded, you do the wrong thing, you get punished, and I'm not afraid I'm doing the wrong thing because I believe in this. Well, if you're lying about it, so what you're saying is it's all a mockery. It's all false. It's not really true.
So, Rabbi, how is this a separate mitzvah from Kabel al Malchus Shemayim?
It's very similar, which is why perhaps it's
like you're declaring the same thing.
Which is maybe why you're hitting exactly the reason why the Rambam is putting this really sandwich between like all those mitzvahs of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. Krishma's meet 2 weeks from now. Again, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, saying Krishma's twice a day. Twice a day. This is another way in which one can Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, not every day, but occasionally, or hopefully rarely.
So you were saying it's the same like category, but because it's a specific time, it's not a daily thing, it's a specific look.
It seems that way. It very much seems that way. Correct. And then when you do it falsely, what you're saying is I'm throwing off that yoke, I don't believe in it. It's Kal the Eina, he says. Come believe which Eina is. You're saying it's my heart, I don't actually believe it. So if you swear, I'm going to go do something. I'm going to go today to the Super Bowl, and I don't go. I'm taking away the light of MS, of truth. I'm saying that it's low light to me. And this is why as well the Gemara tells us that when we got the Aseret HaDibros in this week's, previous week's parsha, not to swear falsely, the Gemara explains that Kol HaOlam Nizdazes, the whole world shook. The whole world shook, because if you think about it, it's much more than a mitzvah of put on tzitzit. It's you are affirming your belief in the existence of the Creator. And when you therefore violate this, you're saying that, yeah, it's not so great. God's not that great. God's not that powerful. God doesn't really know what's going on here. And again, and this becomes the reason why we're so careful about taking shavuos, we're so careful about our language. It's also interesting, by the way, that we also see the power of our words. That you would sometimes, okay, what are words? And the stick, and the words are just, they're words. Words are words. What can they do? But we see through taking a shavuos, you can actually create a lav. You can create an isser in the Torah. Or the opposite, you can create a mitzvah. That our words are much more than just simple things we say. But through saying words, we know this already. We can bring on Shabbos early. We can bring on Shabbos. We end Shabbos. We create a whole different kodesh lecha. Also here, by taking a shvua, by saying I'm going to do something or not going to do something, we as well create a whole world of iser and heter. So this is what the mitzvah says. What emerges from here is that the reason why, as you said, the Rambam counts this, mitzvah number 7, the reason why we say don't take it, but also at the same time there's something special here, is because it's not just a shvua to do something, to try to... But it's also about trying to affirm God's existence. So let's leave it at that. I have to go make some arrangements right now. I'm sorry, I was a little short.